Happy Tuesday, folks. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says that the wet conditions are set to dry out today into Wednesday as high pressure builds. The next Pacific frontal system will reach the BC coast late Thursday, bringing winds and rainfall. Environment Canada is calling for a high of 9°C, dipping down to 3°C overnight. Sunrise is at 7:04 a.m. Sunset is at 5:48 p.m. If visibility is reduced while driving today, turn on your lights and maintain a safe following distance. BCAA offers the following tips for driving in heavy rain: slow down. Rule number one is the simplest and easiest. Wet roads make it slippery for even the best performing tires. Take your time and lower the risks of an accident. Steer clear of potholes. When potholes are filled with water, it's very hard to know how deep they are. If you can't avoid running into a pothole, at least make sure you don't brake when your wheels hit it. Deep potholes filled with water can flood an engine and cause damage, even from the excessive splashing when you drive through a puddle. Keep your distance. Respect the 3-second rule with respect to the car ahead of you. Pick a reference marker, and when the other car passes it, you must be able to count 1001, 1002, 1003, before you pass the same marker. For very bad conditions, keep counting 1004, 1005, 1006. This way, in an emergency, you'll have more time to react and stop or avoid an incident. Make sure your tires are in good condition. A thorough inspection will reveal any cracks, foreign matter, or unequal wear. Check the tire pressure every month, and keep your tires inflated according to the manufacturer's recommendations. Remember, an underinflated tire will wear out faster, increase your fuel consumption, and fail to channel away water properly. Turn off the cruise control. Hydroplaning is when your vehicle slides uncontrollably on the wet surface of a road. If your wheels start hydroplaning, your first reflex, and it's the correct one, would normally be to take your foot off the gas. If the cruise control is on, it will detect a loss of power and attempt to compensate. The result will be a sudden acceleration, which is the last thing you want. Got construction? If you have moseyed on down the west side of 2nd Avenue downtown of late, you would have run into a closed sidewalk in front of the old and new Squamish Chief offices. It is due to work on the outside of what will soon be North Shore Medical Imaging at 38117 2nd Avenue, which was previously the Squamish Chief's office. Our media outlet is now next door, at 38113 2nd Avenue, where H&R Block used to be. The tax experts are now at 1305 Pemberton Avenue, where Keir Fine Jewelry used to be. Are you keeping up? All the other businesses are open and operating, so come on down if you need coffee from 1914 Coffee Company, or to send off a package at the UPS store, or grab sushi at Manpuku Sushi. Beware of cougars. Local Johan Brandhorst Sitskern says he spotted 2 cougars on February 18th by the Mamquam spawning channels, on the little bridge between the Mamquam River and the Squamish Valley Golf Club. He wants to warn other locals to be aware of them. The district notes that while negative encounters are uncommon, Squamish is prime cougar habitat. The municipality and WildSafe BC provide the following tips to keep safe around cougars on local trails. Be alert and aware at all times. Avoid surprise encounters by making noise. Use your voice. Hike or bike in groups of 2 or more and keep children close at hand. Keep dogs leashed. Look for signs of fresh cougar activity, like claw marks on trees or logs, scat or paw prints. Avoid food caches. Cougars will cover unconsumed portions of their kill with twigs, leaf litter, or soil. If you come across a cache, leave the area immediately. Be alert to circling ravens or turkey vultures. Riding or running quickly and quietly puts you at risk for surprise encounters. Slow down when going around blind corners and make noise. Cougar kittens are usually well hidden. However, if you do encounter cougar kittens, do not approach or attempt to pick them up. Leave the area immediately. Females will defend their young. Carry bear spray and know how to use it. Pool closure. Please note that the Brennan Park pool is closed for the foreseeable future, to address the facility's deck, which has been deemed a potential slip hazard. The district estimates the closure could last for a minimum of 4 weeks, or more. Any 10 and 20 visit passes due to expire during the closure will be extended. Monthly pass holders will also receive an extension through the closure. Staff will cancel and refund all registered aquatic programs and rentals. Refunds will automatically be issued next week, the district says. After backlash from last Feb 12's pool closure announcement, the district provided more up-to-date details about what is happening. Slip resistance testing was carried out at the pool by an independent third party on February 11, under the direction of VCH, the district said. The report indicated that the tiles did not meet the required anti-slip standards for wet surfaces. Under the BC Public Health Act pool regulation, a pool operator must ensure that pool aprons, walkways, and floors have a surface that is slip resistant when wet. Because the slip resistance did not meet the required standards for wet surfaces, VCH ordered an immediate closure. The Muni said Brennan Park Pool closes for annual maintenance each year to ensure the longevity of the aquatic center and to help prevent larger, more costly problems from occurring. Brennan Park Recreation Center's front desk will close at 9 p.m. Monday to Friday for the duration of the pool closure. All arena rentals will continue as normal. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Drive BC shows an alert for Highway 99, in both directions. From 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. there will be utility work between Ansell Place and Ocean Point Drive for 3.9 kilometers, West Vancouver to 2 kilometers south of Lions Bay, until Thursday, February 27. Watch for traffic control. Left lane is closed. Moon phase. The moon is in its waning crescent phase. The moon's illumination is currently 7.18%. It is currently located in the constellation of Sagittarius, according to phasesmoon.com, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Sechelt, which saw a high of 13.5°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 9.4°C, the coldest spot in BC on February 24 was Fort Nelson Airport, which dipped to minus 19.5°C. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.7°C. February average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6°C, the minimum temperature is 5.4°C, and the maximum is 8.3°C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is high, the treeline rating is considerable, and the below treeline rating is moderate. Known problems include storm slabs, loose wet and persistent slabs. What does a high rating mean? High is the second highest level on the avalanche danger scale. During periods of high danger, avalanche conditions are very dangerous and travel in avalanche terrain is not recommended. Natural avalanches are likely and human-triggered avalanches are very likely, according to the Avalanche Canada website. What does considerable risk mean? Considerable is the third of 5 levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under considerable danger, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered ones are likely. Avalanche conditions are considered dangerous and careful snowpack evaluation, cautious route finding and conservative decision-making is essential, reads the Avalanche Canada explanation. The advice for today from avalog.co is, the parade of storms has woken up a nasty persistent slab and more snow is coming. The consequences of triggering an avalanche could be much higher than surface instabilities suggest. Continue to verify conditions in your area and practice good travel habits. Watch for newly formed and reactive wind slabs as you transition into wind-affected terrain. Approach lee and cross-loaded slopes with caution. Storm slabs in motion may step down to deeply buried weak layers and result in very large avalanches. Even brief periods of direct sun could produce natural avalanches. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Events to note: in addition to DJ KOOKUM's Squamish Arts Festival fundraiser at the BAG on February 28th, and Jane Stanton and Friends on March 9th at the BAG, these other events caught our eye. Feb. 28, OK, Dope and Bomb Comedy presents John Doerr Live in Squamish. At Trickster's Hideout, from 7 to 10 p.m., named one of 10 comics to watch by Variety Magazine, Ottawa-born comedian, host, and actor, John Doerr is renowned for his offbeat humor and unique bait and switch style, reads the listing. Trickster's is at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, March 4th. Daytime board game meetup at Arrowwood Games from 1 to 3 p.m. The event host will carefully select the perfect games for the group while fostering a fun and positive environment. No prior game knowledge or experience is necessary. This meetup is perfect if you are keen to expand your social circle, want to play some new games and have some good old-fashioned fun. Reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Number Parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive; Third Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street; no parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street; no parking on West Side; 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street; no parking on West Side; 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street; no parking on West Side; 6th Avenue, entire street; no parking on West Side; Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue; Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on East Side; Edgewater Crescent, entire street; no parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent; No Name Road, entire street; no parking on East Side; Brothers Place, entire street; no parking on South Side; Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue; no parking on East Side; Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac; no parking on South Side; Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road; no parking on East Side; Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way; no parking on North Side; Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road; no parking on West Side; Glacier View Drive, entire street; no parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Gas prices. In Squamish today, the cheapest regular gas is going for 184.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar at 9001 Valley Drive. Gas in Whistler is 185.9 per liter at the Co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemby, you will pay 180.9 at the Petro-Canada, located at 1440 Portage Road. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Vernon, where you can fill up for 151.9 per litre at the Super Save Gas at 3603 32nd Street.